Hello, and thanks. Well, wait, Miles, are you recording? Okay.
Test, test.
Didn't hear it, but I saw it. I bet it worked.
Wow, we almost forgot to record the podcast.
No, I was rolling.
You gotta tell me.
Yeah, you're right. But I figured it out. Just to recap the last 5 seconds.
Okay. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello. Hello, and thanks for listening to Hello. JoJo's Bizarre Podcast.
Hello.
My name is Mark. I am also joined by Miles.
Hello.
And Jackie.
Hello.
They only have one word between the two of them this week. And this week, we, a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure anime podcast, are going to be talking about not that show. We are going to be talking about episodes 4, 5, and 6 of The Saga of Tanya the Evil, whereas its Japanese name translates as Little Girl Military Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
I think either are pretty apt. And before we get into that, we need to first take a little peek in our correspondence corner. Okay, and we did get one, right? These are thoughts in the Discord.
Oh.
These are thoughts or questions that are submitted to the Correspondence Corner channel, good name, in the JoJo's Bizarre Podcast Discord. And this message comes from Aaron. By the way, if you want to join our Discord, you can check out the description of this podcast episode. And there'll be a link to join. If it doesn't work, tell me. This message is from Aaron. Hey gang, what shows outside of anime have you been watching? I've been working my way through the Clone Wars animated show, really enjoying it, and thinking I'll continue watching the rest of the shows after I finish it. If you haven't been watching anything, what's a show you think is so good everyone should give it a shot?
What do you think he means, the rest of the shows?
I guess like all the Star Wars shows, but there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many. There's a lot of Clone Wars as it is. I've also watched all of Clone Wars.
Is there really? I just remember there wasn't there just like one animated movie way back when?
No, there's a whole show.
That's crazy.
It's like multiple seasons. And now they have multiple spin-offs too. Maybe just the one spin-off called The Bad Batch.
Oh. Like the Gremlins.
Yeah.
Jackie, are you watching anything?
I don't know. Not currently. I feel like there was something that I was like, oh, well, there was The Curse. I was like, what's a show that I've been trying to tell everyone to watch? Not everyone, but The Curse is one. Yellow Jackets is another. I feel like there was another one that I was like telling people to watch. I don't know what it was.
People I know like Shogun. I don't know if I'm on board yet.
So you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. What would it take to get you on board with Shogun?
I think if there's 4 episodes out total and everyone says that they're all good and they also tell me that there's not that many episodes, then I'd give it a shot.
That's a good litmus.
But the first 2 came out and people were like, oh my God, it's amazing. And I'm like, shut up. Maybe the bottom drops out after episode 3.
Yeah, you don't know.
You know?
It's hard to invest in television for that reason.
It's a
big time sink.
Yeah, Jackie and I have been watching movies because of the Oscars, which already happened. And I think it was more rewarding to watch all the movies.
Yeah.
You enjoyed the Oscars more because you had seen all the movies.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Although there were several movies we watched that didn't win anything, and I was a little like,
Rrr.
Yeah.
Let's do snubs and flubs.
For the Oscars?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think is the biggest snub?
I mentioned to you yesterday that fucking Killers of the Flower Moon didn't win anything.
Yeah.
So.
But also, Lily Gladstone or Sandra Hüller should have won should have won Best Actress.
Yeah, not Emma Stone. Emma Stone did a great job, but like, I really think it should have gone to
Sandra
Hüller.
Here's the thing. Emma Stone did 5 different phases of a character's life. She got naked and did weird sex scenes with a bunch of ugly dudes. She did an English accent, which is not her native accent the whole time. All very tough stuff. but I think Poor Things is kind of, it's kind of a comedy, and the level of emotional depth that Lily Gladstone did in Killers of the Flower Moon or Sandra Hüller did in Anatomy of a Fall, I think those deserve votes.
I don't know. I know a lot of people like Lily Gladstone, but I think that the role didn't do really, it didn't, she didn't really have enough range in the role, I think. Like, she kind of, she didn't have, like, I don't know. I would have liked to see more scenes for her. Like, there, what was it? I think, wasn't there, like, a scene that was, like, kind of emotional for her, but we didn't, I don't know. I would have liked to see more emotion. More, like, I wanted to see her get, like angry. Like, yell at him or something.
Or, but like, would have you, a dramatic, but did you not monologue. Put it above Emma Stone?
I don't know. The other thing is, I didn't feel like Lily Gladstone's part was actually leading actress. I thought it was supporting.
It's a lot of Leo and it's, dudes.
There's too many other people that are leads, I think.
I'm surprised Leo wasn't nominated for stuff.
No, that, yeah, it would have only been that Flower Moon, and he mostly just plays a dumbass. Like, his character is stupid.
I liked his dumbass portrayal.
He's good. He's good at being stupid.
I also think Oppenheimer won too many things, and I think Anatomy of a Fall should have won more things. I think Past Lives should have also won something.
I don't think Past Lives could compete.
I really like Past Lives.
Me too. Probably my fave movie that I saw of all of those.
It's a good movie.
I think,
but I only saw like three of them.
I think Past Lives and Anatomy of a Fall were my favorites.
Anatomy of a Fall might have been my best picture, but I can also see why Oppenheimer won.
Yeah.
And as far as movies that feel like Oscar winning movies, it was definitely that. And so it won Best Picture and Best Director.
Oh, what's the other one? What's it called? The Zone of Interest also feels like an Oscar-y movie. When I saw that, I was like, oh, this feels very Oscar-y.
I guess so, but it's a weird movie. It's kind of artsy.
Yeah.
It's
good.
It doesn't, I don't know. I feel like Oscar movies are satisfying and they're like, you root for people. I don't feel like Zone of Interest was that at all.
Yeah, it's true.
And it was a lot of like, what are we not seeing?
Yeah.
But we're
hearing. A lot of details. It doesn't really give you a...
Like, its subject matter is Oscar-y, right? Yeah. A Holocaust movie or a war movie.
Mm-hmm. And I think stylistically, too.
Maybe? Yeah, I mean, it's aesthetics were... I mean, I will say they didn't really do a lot of color grading, but some of the framing and stuff does look really good.
Mm-hmm.
American Fiction, I don't know if that should have won Best Adapted.
Oh, I 100% think it should have won Best Adapted. Well, not that it should have... But I knew it would because it's about writers.
Oh, yeah.
And writers like, I don't know. They're just going to vote
love
for the
all
thing.
All movies about the arts, usually.
They're going to, yeah, but I feel like the writers are going to vote for the one that's about what they do. The thing that's like a little bit meta or that they can relate to most. So.
Oh, sort of anime news. Well, The Boy and the Heron won Best Animated. So good for them. Good for Miyazaki, not his first Oscar. And the effects team for Godzilla Minus One won for Best Visual Effects.
That's not an anime.
But the like visual effects supervisor, Takashi Yamazaki, has directed anime movies, including Space Battleship Yamato, Lupin the Third, the First. Oh. Parasite. Oh, the live action Parasite.
Have we seen that? We haven't seen that.
We haven't seen that. We saw the anime. Yeah, I don't remember if there were too many other flubs or snubs. Bo is Afraid should have gotten like Best Original as a nomination. I know it's a movie with a giant penis monster, but it's such a cool movie and it was divisive, but it's good.
Spoilers.
I think that'll bring in more people.
Okay. Right, because they don't know what you mean. They don't, like, is he speaking literally? Is he, you
Am
know,
I calling an actor that?
Yeah, is that a metaphor for something?
Yeah. I recommend Bo is Afraid, even though it won no awards and was a box office flop. Ari Aster is good. So there you go.
Great, thank you.
They also snubbed video games. They should have had best video games at the Oscars.
What should win that? Which video game should win an Oscar?
That's tough. I guess it'd have to be like a movie-ass game, and I don't even know what movie-ass games there are now.
Yeah.
People like Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
that. A movie-ass game, though? Does it have, like, a nice single-player campaign? That's what I think of when you say movie-ass game.
It does have a nice single-player-ass game, but it probably has a lot of branching stuff, and I think that that would make Oscar voters' heads explode, so maybe I'm wrong.
Hmm.
Maybe it should just be like a Last of Us type of joint. Miles, are you watching anything now? Any TV?
Any TV right now? Not really. What Aaron reminded me of is that maybe the only good Star Wars content, and maybe the last show that I really liked was Andor.
The TV
show. I
think
it's the best Star Wars show. And because it's about something. And it turned me into a little bit of a revolutionary.
Wowie.
Mm.
Yeah. Aaron, I will say a show that I think is so good everyone should give it a shot is...
Sopranos?
Well, I haven't finished The Sopranos.
Me neither.
And it's not that good.
Come on.
It starts to go downhill, in my opinion.
And then
we never finished it.
We got into like season 3. We didn't really go all the way.
No, I don't know. I feel like we went pretty. I think we went to season like 5 or something.
No,
we didn't.
Okay. Definitely not
in the middle of 4.
I really like Wondershowsen.
That's not a show to recommend.
It's a show.
Okay.
It's a show that is subversive. And weird, and I watched it at like 12:30 at night when it would come on TV.
We should rewatch it, Mark. Would you rewatch it now? Because now we have a baby.
I think it might be worse from that perspective because it's like a Sesame Street parody.
Yeah.
It's like half smart, political, subversive, and half stupid as hell jokes.
Yeah.
But it's like insane that it was on TV at all. Twin Peaks, season 1. People should watch that. Because it's weird as hell.
Okay.
And there's some animes I like. Like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, seasons 2 and 3. That's about it. I'll think of other ones eventually.
Sick wreck.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for your question. And thanks for your Discord that you made that we just live in. Folks, we have a Patreon. If you want to support one podcast this month, make it ours. If you want to do more than one, I still suggest ours. I don't know who else to recommend, but start with us.
You can go with Miles's other podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no way to support it, so.
Well, people could listen.
Yeah, if they wanted to. That's true.
What's it called? BBW?
It's called BBL. It's called Good Baby, Bad World.
Okay, GBBW.
What was I trying to really say? What's the porny one?
BBW is porny, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My nephew was obsessed with the Big Bad Wolf for a while.
Mm.
And so my mom, his grandmother, would say I call it the BBW, and she just said it a few times in front of me, and I was like,
and I shot Mark a look like,
and I was just like, she's probably not really going to overlap with anyone who knows that term, but I was like, you should just be careful because that means like big beautiful women. And then and in some group text my family, she was like, Mark said it has a second meaning. And in my head I'm like, yeah, it does. Like, you just can't throw around BBW. Drake said it in a song, people know it.
Yeah.
That's true. If Drake says it, people know it.
Yeah.
Except me, I guess.
Anyway, patreon.com/JJBpod is how you can support us. We have a few different tiers, but any of them get you on the Patreon feed, which includes the occasional bit of deleted audio from the main podcast feed. Miles is weekly or biweekly or biannual recommendations for music, I think. Is that what it is?
I did it last week. Did I not?
Okay. You get some amount of things on the Patreon feed with varying levels of regularity. But if you pledge at the $3 level, more importantly, we will thank you out loud on the podcast, which we'll do in just a second. Also, I don't want to give attention to someone who isn't paying, but apparently people follow us for free on the Patreon, and there is someone with the username, I want to see you eat those chocolates. But you're too late. We ate them audio only.
All gone.
And they had lost all their flavor. I just want to real quick tell you that we might switch this up in the future, but in general, if you give us $15 just one time, we will watch 3 episodes from an anime of your choosing, and we will then review those episodes and pretend we understand the anime as a whole, even though that is usually impossible. So go to patreon.com/JJBpod to get some amount of extra content and some amount of control over our lives. All right, it's thank you time. So thank you so much, Gen X Anime Dad.
And Chad.
Colin.
Clit Rocket.
Shungun.
Hentai Homie.
I love JoJo. Ooh.
Daniel.
Dalton.
Soliloquy.
Kasoon.
Lord Zendar.
Jumbo.
Katie.
Bloof.
Aura.
Kerr.
Mirror Man.
The stand user formerly known as Austin.
Tim.
Martin.
Aquosus.
Christian.
And
Chad.
Woo!
Thanks, everybody. Patreon.com/JJBpod. We'll leave you alone now.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Are you guys ready to talk about episodes 4, 5, and 6 of A Terrible Anime to Watch After Zone of Interest?
Why was it terrible to watch after Zone of Interest?
Because it's just like weird to watch German military stuff after watching a Nazi movie. You're like, you son of a bitch. Mm. I hope you don't win.
That's how
these guys are the Nazis, right?
No, not really. For the most part, they are World War I and Imperial, like, Austro-Hungary or some shit. Or not Austro-Hungary, but whatever was before World War I, the Empire.
But they're bad, though.
They are bad. And I did read a bit of trivia, which is I don't know, because I think this started as a light novel, but in the novel or like in some other visual representation, they are dressed like the Wehrmacht from World War II.
Yeah,
let's see
Nazis,
here.
Aren't they?
Yeah, there's a manga where they're dressed like the Wehrmacht from World War II, but in the anime, they look more like World War I. There's some other stuff where they kind of bring in World War II influences, like there's World War II style tanks. I think this show is really for war nerds, because I did also see trivia that was like, it's interesting that they're using trench warfare when tanks are there. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know that shit. You know that shit, you war nerd. Also,
I didn't like this anime.
Okay. Well,
just throwing that out there now.
I don't know if it's my cup of tea either, but I like the sound design. And the show is ranked 666 on my animelist.net, so I think it is my responsibility.
Hail Satan.
To watch more of it. And when we went to like watch it again on Crunchyroll, I was like, oh, I forgot how froggy her little fucking face is.
Froggy.
Yeah, she's not cute.
If I were the writer of this light novel, I'd be like, could you make her cuter? I didn't picture that. She's got a weird smushed face.
She's really evil looking.
Yeah, I think that is what they were going for. I think they wanted to make an anti-cute little girl design.
They did it.
Do you guys remember, like, we know that this is really some salary man who almost got hit by a train. And then, well, he probably did get hit by a train and then he got reincarnated. But like, did they cover why this little girl is in the military?
Yes, but I forget.
I think it was just like, she was born poor, orphaned. shitty circumstances all around, and I think like the only thing that she could do to get a better life was to join the military. And like kind of, you know, just not die, basically. Like go to the back of the, or maybe go to the back where you're not going to get killed or something.
Yeah, for people who don't know this show but are listening to this episode anyway, I'm surprised, but I'll tell you that, yeah, this is a show, it's an isekai, this like sort of, I'll do anything at work to get ahead, salary guy, gets pushed by someone we don't know who, I think it was a mysterious stranger who pushes him in front of a train, and as he's about to die, some sort of deity starts talking to him, and he's like, I don't believe in God, so I don't know what you are. And that deity's like, why don't I make you believe in God by putting you in a scary situation? And then he sends him back to 1923 or something?
1913.
But
1923 is when she's actually in the army.
Okay. And he's like, he sends him back there, and you're like, okay, so it's going to be like World War I-ish, but instead of just military, they also have flying mages, and she's a flying mage, and they cast spells with a fucking rifle. Some war nerd will tell me what rifle. And yeah, so it's like kind of an alternate universe, World War I, and we can all pretend they don't turn into Nazis. But they will. They always do.
What's the appeal there, you think? Can we talk about that?
Appeal of?
Never mind.
Of Nazism?
Yeah, I was just...
I don't know.
I was wondering about it, and...
I think people like to wear puffy pants. I think that's why most people signed up to be a Nazi.
Got it.
They like stupid puffy pants and ugly
haircuts.
If your
colors are like red and black.
Jackie, what's the season for red and black military
garb? Oh, you know, most seasons can't pull off black.
Really?
Most people can't pull off black. Everybody wants to wear black, but most people can't pull it off. Like,
I think anyone can pull off black.
No.
I think that's what's good about it, is that it is a absence of color, so it fits everyone.
No, but some people, like, instead of black, they would look so much better in like a navy or like a dark brown, like a different, like, dark neutral color.
I disagree. Paint it black.
Like, just with their complexion and stuff, it would look like, some people, it just makes them look really like washed out, like tired. According to these color season horoscopes.
Yeah, I want to let you know that this feels like horoscopes, this thing. Because Jackie one day told me that I looked good in purple, a purple that I was wearing.
Like, it was like a pale, okay, so it was like desaturated and kind of, and like light and more
like
of a
pastel.
Cool, more of a cool color, kind of a pastel purple. And you, every time I see you in that shirt, I'm like, wow, Mark, that color looks really good on you. Like, you look so good in this color.
It's very nice. It's nice to hear.
Blows me away every time.
Apparently I'm a cool summer.
Yeah, that's what I said to Mark, that he's a cool summer.
How do you find out what you are? Do you need a blood
Jackie
test?
Jackie has to look at you.
A blood test. Yeah, it's mostly based on, like, I don't know, if you read about it, you can figure out what you are. Like, it's based on if you're, mostly it's like, are you cool toned? Actually, it's really, the way to figure it out is to like do like swatches, like have different color fabrics on you and see, like look at yourself in a mirror or something and see what looks good. But usually it's like based on like if you're warm or cool toned, there's like a category, like, you know, you basically either fall into summer, autumn, spring, or winter. And it's like, if you're cool toned or if you're high contrast or low contrast. High contrast is if like you have like really dark hair and really pale skin and light eyes or something, or dark eyes. I don't know which one, I don't remember. But, or like the opposite, if you have like really light hair and you're really tan, like that's like high contrast.
I think, Miles, what you need to do is find the subreddit for this and just upload a picture of yourself with a big grin on your face. Like,
that's what people do. They post pictures of themselves and they're like, I don't know what type I am. And then people are like, oh my God, you have beautiful eyes, but I think you're totally a spring. Or whatever.
Miles, this is your homework for next week's
All right,
pod.
I'll figure it out.
I feel like, Miles, you're probably, let me see, what's the one that's not? You might be an autumn or...
All right. Anyway, what happened in this show?
And she's like a summer.
She's a long winter in Russia. I don't know. The Nazis were defeated by the Soviets
what
for the most part.
In this show? So she's a little baby Hitler. where's my notes?
That was the working title.
She's studying in a military university. This is episode 4. She's studying in a military university, which is cool because she's not fighting, so she doesn't have to worry about being killed or whatever. And she's like, after graduating, I can live on Easy Street. Also, I wrote down, is there no sexism in this world? Because like she's somehow overcome like ageism and sexism. Like, she's good. So that's interesting. Like, she's just like the only girl in her military class. Why is she the only girl in her military class?
Well, there's a few girls. There's more than one girl, at least. Maybe not in her class.
There's a couple.
Only one, which makes me think that in this world, men and women can't be equal. Because if they were, then you would see more women in the military, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the sexism is, but realistically, it should be there. She says that she wants her. She's cleaning her rifle. She's taking her rifle apart, cleaning it, and putting it back together and stuff. She wants it to be ready at all times. But I'm like, well, if you take it apart, it's not ready at all times. You know,
you that's
take
true.
Your rifle apart.
But if you let it get dirty, then you're really not ready.
I guess she should carry two. She should have one.
Oh.
One that is ready to shoot and one that she's taking apart, you know?
Maybe she probably has a sidearm.
Maybe. Yeah, she goes to the library and she's too short to reach some books. And I forget what book she was taking out. Oh, right. She's starting to kind of realize that this is turning into a world war and not just like a regular
two-sided type
of deal. Yeah. There's the Russi Federation.
Yeah.
And the Allied Kingdom are the two that are versus the Empire, that seem to be versus the Empire.
Isn't there also an Entente?
I don't know what that is.
Because in World War One, the like proto-ally side.
Oh, yes. There's an Entente and there's the Allies.
Oh, it's the Entente are bad.
What's Entente? Well,
nobody's good or bad, Mark.
They're all bad.
All war is bad.
They're all bad.
Yeah. Okay. Miles, who was the good guy and who was the bad guy in World War II?
Well, Mark, it's complicated. I mean,
is it complicated? Just if you had to pick Allies or Axis, how'd you go with that?
Well, as a full-blooded Italian.
Oh, no. Never mind. Never mind.
Who made the trains run on time?
Apparently that's a myth, by the way. There is the Legadonia Entente Alliance, who claims the territory of Norden. But that's under the Empire's control. Wait, maybe I'm reading a spoiler.
Okay.
I ruined it.
Well, anyway, this captain guy or whatever asks her for like her strategy, and I don't know why he does this, but he like takes her into her office and he like asks her a bunch of questions and he's like, well, what would you do and then what and how would you get that done, you know?
Yeah, because maybe he's out of answers. He's like, I don't know, I heard about this little girl named the Devil of the Rhine, let's bring her in.
Mm-hmm. And she's just too fucking smart for her own good. Like, she should try to lay low a little bit if you want to, like,
yeah,
just lay low. Don't be like the smartest. Just be like, I don't know. Play
this
dumb
whole
a little
episode
bit.
Is like, is her undermining herself? If she wants to like just survive the war,
she can't also be a leader, like a natural born leader with like good ideas and strategy. Mm-hmm. She can't like, I don't know.
You got to be like a B student and just like slack off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they ask you
don't
about
get
like,
noticed too much.
What you would do or whatever, just twirl your finger in your hair and say, I don't know.
Mm. Like whatever my commanding officer says.
Exactly. I'm a cog in a machine.
Yeah, so they make her the leader of a rapid response mage battalion. But because she suggested it. She suggested there be a rapid response mage battalion, and they're like, cool, let's do it, and you're the leader. And there's some guy that I don't remember, but I guess he was in the other three episodes, that is mad about her getting a leadership position. He's like, I thought I told you guys that she was evil or whatever.
Yeah, I think he saw her when, because she doesn't she see action like right away and then she goes back to school or something?
Yeah.
And he saw her, he just saw her like pin a guy down and like point her gun at him when she was in military school.
Rerugin? Yeah.
Okay.
Erich Rerugin.
Yeah, and it seemed like
who cares about that guy? He seems like a wimp anyway.
Yeah, he's a bit of a drip, you know? He's just a wet blanket.
And they tell her, one of the guys tells her, like, because I think she says something like, but I'm not even a captain. I can't lead a group of, or whatever. And he's like, well, there's this role called organizer that people haven't really been paying attention to, but we'll just make you an organizer. And so you'll organize the battalion, and then, you know, you'll do such a good job that we'll promote you to captain. Because you'll basically be acting like captain. So that's a kind of like workaround to promotion. And so they tell her, okay, you can have 48 people of your choosing. I heard you're bad to work with, so don't fuck around or whatever. I don't know. And then the episode ends around there.
He says, a person's true nature doesn't change that easily. But she's a kid. She's like 9.
Yeah.
We all change from when we're 9. A little bit.
I think they all know that she's an adult inside. They don't know how or why, but I think the vibes are just adult-like from her. Because the person inside her, the salary man, also can't help but show off and run his mouth.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to shut up.
I think if this was really like the 1930s or whatever, they would have just like fucking opened up her head and studied her brain. I think that's what they would have done.
Yeah, but not while she's an asset to them.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they would. I don't know. Anyway, episode 5, she gets an assistant who, they're like, we're both women and, we know each other, so they made me your assistant. So she gets an assistant.
Yeah, this is Victoria Serebryakov or something. Suka Blyatkov, is that it?
I don't know.
No? Did I make that joke last time? I may have.
I don't get it.
Just Russian curse words.
So Tanya has to pick her battalion. She starts training them with real bombs for 38 hours straight.
Because they did tell her, like, don't be afraid to be... Oh, yeah, because she's trying to stall at one point, maybe in episode 4. And she says, like, well, I think they need a lot of training. And
this episode.
Oh, it's this episode?
She picks the people or whatever, and she's like, yeah, but I need 6 months to train them.
And they're like, wow, it normally takes 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she kind of fucked herself again there.
Oh, well, because I wrote down that that they said, oh, no, they're ready. Like, they're ready already. If they only need 6 months to train, then they're ready.
Oh, okay. I know there was something where she said a few months and they went, wow, that's so short.
The captain guy tells her to learn about Dakia. And so they're going to go fight Dakia, and they're like spying on them, and Dakia, they're not encrypting their communications at all. And so they hear them say that they have no army. I wrote down army, but I don't think it's army. They have no air. They have no air army. Also today is her birthday. So like this whole like in no non-encrypted comms and that they have no air force, I thought that it was a trap, that they were just like, oh yeah, we'll just say this stuff into a radio and they'll think, but it wasn't a trap. It seems like they were just like kind of sitting ducks for
I thought maybe that this was like a secret mission to like start a war, and that these weren't actually like, you know what I mean? That like she's finding out that this empire she's in is secretly trying to take over.
Yeah.
Countries that don't want to be in the conflict.
Right, right. This country didn't know that they were in a war and they're just training their military, and then all of a sudden someone comes and like wipes out.
I also thought at one point in this episode, the way those guys are so clueless about the air mages flying around, I thought maybe that like secretly this was taking place like in real 1920s.
Mm.
And they like, I don't know, they like accidentally went out into the part of the world that was in our century,
mm.
our timeline, and they really didn't know about these flying mages, but it's not that complicated.
No.
They're just poor.
Yeah. It felt bad watching them all die.
Yeah.
It felt bad, and they saved a lot of money on animation this episode. There was not mm-hmm. a lot of fluid animation, and there was a lot of 3D bodies bouncing around.
Yeah. I think I only, maybe not only, but I like it much more when there's fighting happening. Because otherwise, it's like, it's a lot of men sitting around a table.
Yeah. It's that, and it's like, yeah, some of the scheming is interesting, but a lot of it is...
I'm bored by all of it.
I like the sound design in the fighting.
I'm
I like
bored
the explosions.
By the fighting. I'm bored by all the strategy talk. I'm bored by... Like, I'm over the little girl reincarnation isekai thing. I'm interested in the god, I guess. I don't know why he's so obsessed with her.
Why are you so obsessed
so
with
obsessed.
Me?
So obsessed. But there's not a lot of that, so I don't know. Anyway, we find out in episode 3 that the god is starting a... Not episode 3, episode 6. That the god is starting a world war.
He might be.
He seems to be starting a world war. To try to make it real hard for her so that she can, like, believe in God.
Here's what I'm interested in. Like, if she is able to wage war against the entire world and, like, succeed and under, like, just, like, basically she just turns into history's greatest monster to undermine this God.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, I can also understand the impulse for that because I feel like to this person, to her, I'm going to say her, she's like, this isn't my century. This isn't real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They had like floaty fly mage technology. Although, I don't know, maybe it's important that you take this dimension seriously. You know, maybe she doesn't go back to her old life and old body.
No, she doesn't.
You don't know. It'd be funny if the end of this is he's like, okay, fine. And then he just teleports him back into him about to get hit by a train in the regular timeline. And then he just gets hit by a train.
Mm.
I would like that. Anyway. So they bomb the shit out of the little Dakian forces. Right?
What?
Yeah, and then all of the mage gang gets sent up north to Norden.
Right. Is there anything interesting that happens with Dakia besides that, though?
They bomb a weapons factory.
Oh, yeah.
She just kind of starts doing shit on her own. She's like, all right, we fucking killed all these people. Let's go to the capital and see how far we could go, because that was pretty easy. So then she's like, oh, let's... But like, they see like a factory where they make weapons and stuff. And she's like, let's bomb it. Oh, but we have to... follow the like international
the law
laws so that we don't commit war crimes. So we gotta only attack the factory and the weapons and stuff.
We have to give them warning and tell them we're gonna attack
the
factory.
We can't kill the factory workers. So we have to give them warning. And so she just gets on a mic and she's like, like in her cute little voice, she's like, we're about to bomb now. And they're like, ha, 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 a kid got a hold of the radio, and then she bombs and kills all the workers.
Yeah, she technically fulfills her duty by warning them. And then, yeah, they blow up the weapons factory. Also, how is she able to speak German? I hate to think that we probably covered this already, but...
What do you mean?
I don't know.
She was born in Germany.
But her brain is inhabited by a Japanese salaryman.
Yeah, but she grows up as a I guess he started, like, he lives her whole life, right?
Does he? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't remember the show. It's been more than two days.
I thought he was reincarnated, right? If he was reincarnated, then you start to learn how to talk.
That's true.
And yeah. And from there,
it's not weird that she knows German.
He has
all right.
However many years she's been alive. Years of practice.
But these Dakians speak a different language. I think, what's his name with the asymmetrical hair says she should learn Dakian.
Ah.
But does she?
No, she doesn't even warn them in their language.
Yeah.
They just hear a German evil. Child. What else happens in episode 5? Should I pull up a summary?
Yeah, I didn't. It was mostly fucking battling, so I didn't give a shit. And then being X shows up for a little bit, the fucking god.
No, that's in 6, isn't it?
Oh, in this it's episode 5, I think we got everything. It's just episode 6 now, and I didn't really write anything down for that one.
Okay, cool. I will do episode 6 off this wiki.
Okay.
Because I just watched it, but I couldn't summarize it for you.
They went to Norden, like I said.
Thank you, Miles. Yeah, so this is where it's like there's a battalion and they're losing against the forces up north. But then Tanya and her battalion, they show up to rescue them and they launch an attack. It was nice. Like, it was funny because for a moment there, I was like, I was glad to see the Empire losing people. Like, people are getting shot and they're like kind of on their heels. But then Tanya's battalion shows up and they just kick everyone's ass. And it's like, there's some wartime strategy stuff happening in the show, but it's also just that Tanya's way too good at her job. She's way too good at being a flying magic soldier. And then they're proposed reinforcements, or like she hears that reinforcements are coming and she cancels them and says, or she sends a telegram that's like, we don't need reinforcements. And they show a guy named Shrysa and some other dudes, and they're like, oh, they don't need help. They probably just want us to owe them a favor or something. Mm-hmm. And I looked up all the new characters, and Shrysa is voiced by a guy named Naomi Kusumi, who was Jack the Ripper in Phantom Blood, season 1, part 1 of JoJo. The only other voice actor I want to tell you about is that the voice of Dustin Drake was voiced by Binbin Takaoka, who isn't in JoJo, but I like his name. Binbin Takaoka. Anyway, Tanya refuses backup, which if I were in the losing battalion or her battalion, I would be so pissed. And what a gamble. Like, what if one of her people mm-hmm. dies?
Yeah.
You're going to look like a real dumbass. But of course...
I think she doesn't care.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, in some ways it'd be good to look incompetent, but not if you get court-martialed. Anyway... Then the thing she does that's like crazy is earlier in this episode, they kind of like drive home the point that bombers can fly really high, or planes can fly really high, higher than any of the mages. And that's why those guys were losing. Or it's one of the reasons. I think the people on the ground also were fucking them up. Those guys sucked. But Tanya's like, I'm going to go up there and fuck with those planes. And they're like, no, you can't do that. It's way too high. But somehow she's able to do it. And I Googled, like, what altitude is it bad? It's basically the kind of thing that I Googled. I didn't know how
You're going to get such weird ads now.
No, I mean, what happened when bad smell air? She flies up and they're like, she's at 7,500, 8,000. And 8,000 is when, like, most people would have problems. Even if just like quickly ascending, she's going straight up in the air, not in any kind of cockpit or pressurized cabin. So she should have like really bad brain issues, high altitude sickness, etc. But none of that happens. They don't even like write it away with like, oh, with a magic spell, blah, blah, blah. She just flies up there and none of them can shoot her. And she says, sometimes I'm glad for this tiny body. And she lands on top of one of the planes and she throws in one of the little potato masher German grenades. It blows them up and they fall down. And then the rest of them, because that was the commander, the rest of the planes fly off because they're like, oh, we're scared. We don't know what to do without daddy. And then,
bunch of wimps.
Then she sights her rifle on them and she says a little prayer, which, You shouldn't be doing that. I thought she doesn't believe in being X. Was this like a jokey prayer?
No, her magic, like it's a condition set by the deity. Her magic only works if she like invokes God.
Is that true?
And she, yeah.
Yeah. That happened in the episode before. Episode three, I think.
Damn, I don't know how you guys remember that. I don't remember shit. So she just like wishes that her bullets will hit them or something. And she fires a shot that turns into like a scatter shot. And I was very pleased that she did not kill all of them. I thought she was going to somehow kill all the planes. And I was like, this girl's fucking overpowered. But she just takes down a second one, I think. And she goes, she's like, hey guys, I'm going to go get some prisoners. And she goes down to the ground where one of the planes is downed and the guys are dead. And she's like, oh man, I wanted to interview them. I wanted to ask them their likes and dislikes. And then as she's going to leave or something, we get like the being X blurriness effect where it seems like time has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And she,
it's Dio.
It's Dio. It goes, and being X is like, how does it feel to fight the whole world? And then one of the dead soldiers in the plane seems to be like inhabited or possessed by being X, and it like sits up and stares at her, and it taunts her and sort of confirms that it is influencing the other territories to come together and make this a larger scale conflict, a world war, a great war, if you will. I don't remember what she says to it. Does she just say like, what an asshole you are?
I don't remember either, but she just shoots it in the face a bunch.
Yeah. She shoots the dead body a bunch, which is probably a war crime. I don't think you're supposed to just defile a corpse like that. That's not cool.
That's true.
And then the next thing that I have a note on is just like those soldiers or officers in, are they the Allied Kingdom? They're the maybe good guys, maybe bad guys, the other side of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Anson Sue and some other dingbat, and they're talking, and the one guy just got promoted. The other one's congratulating him, and he's like, well, it's actually a bad sign that I'm promoted, because I only got this because someone else died. And he's like, the other one's like, well, if you stick around, maybe you'll be general by next year. Maybe you'll run the whole country. And then he's like, all right, if you have time to make jokes, you should fuck off. I don't know what he says. But he basically says, like, if you have time to make jokes, you should leave.
That, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't quite say fuck off, but he's like, you have time to go home. And then he pulls out a photo of him and perhaps his wife and daughter. But the way they zoom in on his daughter, I was like, is that?
Yeah.
Is that Sarah Brakhov or something? It's definitely not Tanya. I'd recognize that froggy ass face anywhere.
Well, I was like, is this supposed to be Tanya? It doesn't look like her.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the significance of this.
The fan wiki here suggests that he's worried about leaving his family.
Dying.
That's it.
Who cares?
Yeah, Tanya looks like Crazy Frog. I figured it out. Do you guys remember Crazy Frog?
No.
I remember Regular Frog from the WB.
If you Google Crazy Frog, you will.
Well, his name is WB Frog.
Is it
something like that, right?
Isn't his name like Wilson J. Frog or something? Or I feel like you've told me.
Oh,
a longer
yes,
name.
Crazy Frog. Yes, good.
Jackie, look up Crazy Frog. Tell me that's not Tanya.
Look up Crazy Frog.
No, it's Michigan J. Frog is the frog from the WB.
You remember Crazy Frog?
Oh, that doesn't look like Tanya.
Yes, it does. It's a dead ringer.
Michigan J. Frog, that's his name. I didn't look it up. I just
remembered it.
Michigan
J. Frog.
I just remembered it now. Michigan J. Frog.
The J is for jumpy.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. That's the whole anime.
Good. Good. This, she reminds me of Napoleon.
Mm. Ah, because she's small but good at war?
Yeah. And she's like, she is innovative in her tactics, and it seems like she has to fend for herself. Like she's has to secure her own resources in this war.
Is that true of Napoleon? I don't know shit about him.
When they were fighting in Italy, France was so broke that their policy was the war feeds itself, so all of the armies had to like supply themselves via plunder. So when he was campaigning in Italy, like all of his troops became super rich, and that's how he first became powerful enough to overthrow the French government.
Wow, I don't know anything. I know he loses in Waterloo, right? Or he dies
That's
there.
long after Italy, though.
And he's short and he's French. And Joaquin Phoenix was in a movie about him last year and nobody saw it.
Supposedly it's not very accurate. And I forget who's the director. Tell me the director, Mark.
Ridley Scott.
People have pointed out the inaccuracies to him, and he's like, who cares?
That's kind of a good answer in a way, but yeah, I don't know if there's a right answer to, hey, your movie isn't historically accurate. But it did get some good, like, production design, artsy type of awards, and it looks like it made its money back. So good for that. This is similar because Miles explained it. Overall, the show is like fine. I don't think I'd watch the whole show. In part because my wife is not into it.
I don't like it.
It's gonna make it tough.
It's boring.
Miles, are you gonna keep watching?
I
Should I not
found
ask?
myself getting bored over this last run because of all the like the dudes sitting around tables. I was just like, what is this? I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, they kept telling me names, and I was like, dude, that's too many fucking names. And apparently, a bunch of them are based on real world analogs, and I don't know them, and I don't care about many of them, except that one of them is apparently modeled after a German World War I like general or something named Hindenburg. And I like briefly read
Whoops.
his Wikipedia. And it was like, also, he was instrumental in the Nazis coming to power because he was pressured into appointing Hitler as Chancellor of Germany. What a mistake. If only there were something else in history as disastrous as Mr. Hindenburg.
I would honestly sit and watch her, murder people with magic, but that barely happens, it seems like.
Yeah. It's a lot of wartime planning and stuff. I think that you should watch this if you're a war nerd and an anime fan.
Yeah, you gotta like anime.
I think you got to be both of those things. Because if you're into the war, you'd be like, "Why do they have magic? And what's the little girl
That's
doing
the
telling
little
grown
girl.
men what to do? This is unrealistic. She doesn't even have a nose." But yeah, look, that's our coverage. I don't know how to end this. What are we going to watch next week? Do we know? If I'm asking you, that's a bad sign.
We'll pick something.
A coworker recommended Apothecary Diaries. That was a big one from last year. We could pull the Discord way in advance.
We could watch Knowing.
Knowing. You want to watch Knowing?
Yeah.
All right.
What is that?
Let's do it. What is it on
Okay.
anything? Do you
I
know?
don't know.
Watch Knowing. It's on Crunchyroll. It's free. You sure you like it?
It enough to rewatch it.
Okay. Next week, we are going to watch the anime N No Knowing. No No Wine?
No,
No Wine.
Noein.
Noein. I'm looking up how to say it in Japanese.
Noein.
Noein. Noein.
Noein.
Noein. It is on Crunchyroll. Its subtitle is To Your Other Self. And we'll watch episodes 1, 2, and 3 unless we find out they are super long. We'll talk to you then. And remember, if you are at war, try to get into the sky where it might be safer. I don't know. Goodbye.
See you later.
Bye.